Okay, Trey, you're born and raised in Iroquois Falls, right? How old are you?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, are you still performing at Medieval Times?
I am, yes.
And okay, so tell me, has it been open all through the pandemic?
Certain people were still employed to take care of the horses and stuff, but we weren't doing shows. So I was laid off for most of the pandemic, and then we came back in April to start training again to get ready for the show, and then we had our first show in July.
So are you back to full performance? Okay. Okay, so tell me about the book that you're part of.
Yeah, so it's called The Stage Light Flickers. Struggle during COVID-19, and it's basically Emerson Arts, which is the company that produced the book. They contacted over 100 artists from different parts of the industry, different professions in the arts, and 32 of us signed on and shared insights and personal experiences and the actor, singer, dancer, voice actor has been through during the pandemic and how it's affected not just the arts, but the people in the arts personally, like behind the scenes as well.
So how does this work? Did you write a chapter on your own?
Yeah, so we were given like a maximum and minimum pages we could write, and we were given. Essentially, we were given like free rein on how we were going to write it within reason, and then we submitted it, and they gave us feedback, and basically we sent it to the editor, and then they piece it all together. It's cool because the book, you don't hear the same voice twice, if that makes sense. Like each story is completely different, and some people did. Like poems, some people did like songs, they wrote songs about it. There's like a couple film scenes or acting scene scripts in there. My version of it, I did it kind of like a podcast, so or an audiobook, if you will. So like when you're reading my section, it's almost like I'm talking to you, like I'm talking to you right now. So I'm giving you like a very raw interpretation of how it affected me and like my experience through it.
Can you encapsulate how it affected you and what your experience has been through it?
So everything was great at first. Like we just came off of, so Christmas time is like one of the busiest times of Medieval Times, and then March break. So basically we go from one busy season to another. And, we're doing like 16 shows a week, like 3 shows a day, every day for like 2, 3 weeks straight. It's pretty brutal. It's intense. Like, it's very taxing on the body. Once we finish that Christmas break, all of us are like jokingly saying, man, we need a vacation. And then the pandemic hit and the company told us, we were getting 2 weeks off. Because we didn't know how long this was going to last. So, everyone thought it was going to be a short stint. And everyone was like excited because we were getting 2 weeks off and it was paid. So we were like, let's go. This is awesome. Like, finally, we get to relax and heal right before March break. And then there was no ending to it. And,
13
it was
months
like,
later.
no.
Yeah, 13 months later, and you were called back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, for after that 2 weeks, we kept getting like emails from the company saying, yeah, it's being delayed. And then we, hear from our boss, like, that we're being laid off and just try to stay healthy, try to be active, for when we come back. And we were, it's always like, in the message is always like, yeah, be ready for when we come back. Like, it sounded like it was going to be soon, and it was never soon. And it was just the unknown. And
That's hard mentally, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, mentally, I was like, I didn't know where I was going with my life at that point, because it became, I went back home, Pierre Falls, to be with my family, and my grandma got cancer during that time, too, which was pretty taxing. And, you know, there's lots of stressful things going on, and not having the job and being back home. And my parents were like, you know, you could get a job here, and it really, like, questioned my dream versus reality mode, where, you know, I'm in Toronto to be an actor, to be a performer. This has been my dream forever. But then there was, like, moments where I'm like, you know, I could just get a job here and, you know, live the simple life.
Not ready to give it up yet, though, at your age.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay, now you were talking about how taxing medieval times is on the body. So can you tell me briefly what you do as part of the performance?
Yeah, so I am a knight. So we joust on the horses, and it's like full contact with the other person. And we do like combat with like real weapons, like real swords, axes, bolas. And then we do lots of horse riding acts, so it's constant use of legs and energy, just because you're squeezing like a 1,000-pound animal between your legs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doing that for about 2 hours.
Okay, do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I mean, so the book is about the actor's struggle during COVID, but I really feel like this book is not just cast for actors and stuff to read. I think that the personal stories can reflect to basically anyone. It just happens to be this book is about performers, but I really think this book is important for anyone in general who's been affected, like mentally or physically during COVID, and is seeing firsthand that, you know, they're not alone.
Right.
That, you know, we're all, like, we've all been affected, and this is how we dealt with it. And it might give